So, if you had a friend who came to visit, what are the top three things that you think are most different about Fong Sao Di compared to school at home?
I think the most different things are the teachers are really mean and like slap you and stuff sometimes. And there's chalkboards and they have really weird bathrooms.
What's weird about the bathrooms?
They don't have Western toilets and they really smell bad.
Okay. So, what are the three things that you hate the most about Fong Sao Di?
Well, it starts too early and it ends too late, the school days and the whole school year, obviously. And it, it's in Chinese. And the classrooms are really like just bad. Like there's nothing in them. There's desks, chalkboard, TV, desks. Sorry, I said that twice. And kids. And that's kind of it.
So, what are the three things that you like the most about Fong Sao Di?
I like that they have a really good school band with like, really cool uniforms and a kid band leader and all the good stuff, And I like it because
Okay, so questions about your class. What's your homeroom teacher's name?
Yang Welsher.
And how many kids are in your class?
21.
What about boys versus girls?
There's about two more girls than boys.
And are there any other Caucasians?
There is one other Caucasian besides me.
And where are the kids from?
Most of them are have at least one Chinese parent, most of them both, but a lot of the boys especially have lived in the US for a while and almost all the boys and a lot of the girls know at least some English, but most of them have really good English.
And how do you know what's going on since everything's in Chinese?
Translator.
Who's the translator?
Victoria, except she doesn't always translate. That's
Where's
the
she from?
problem. Her mom, her dad's Chinese and her mom, I think, is from New York. Something like that. And so she used to live in New York and well, now she lives in China.
So, what subjects do you take at Fong Sao Di?
We have math, which is pretty different.
How's it different?
Well, there's just like different ways of writing problems, and it's just really weird. And there's science, which is boring. There is art, which is okay. I mean, there's Chinese, which is like not good. There's English, though I don't get to take it yet. There's PE. There's music, which is and then there is computer class, which won't start till next month. Military in the mornings, which is basically like calisthenics or whatever mom and dad call it. Then there is lunch, obviously. There is, oh, let me think. There's like a study hall thing on Mondays, and there's a reading period. And that's about it.
What do you have for lunch?
Well, most kids go to the cafeteria for lunch, but I don't do that just because I don't want to risk the horrible cafeteria food. So I bring my own lunch, and most of the time I have what our IE cooks. She's kind of like a maid kind of thing, she usually cooks like Chinese stuff like rice and chicken, chow mein, and that kind of thing. But sometimes I will have like bread and butter and cheese. Sandwiches.